Pod Culture, episode 499, Peeps a la Mode, part C. Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed each week. If you've missed the first half of this show, don't worry. Head back to the website, www.podculture.net, and grab the first half. And now, on with the second half of Pod Culture. You know, it's been a while since we've done one of these on the show.
It has.
Mainly because I've been really, really broke. I'm a single-income father with two children to feed.
Two hungry... Kibble.
Hungry!
Furry mouths.
No, that will not. Oh, my God, man. Freema?
Eat you out of house and home.
No kidding. Rose will sit there and watch Freema, like, steal her food. And like, what the fuck? And I'll look at Rose like, you know, I could not even be mad if you smacked her. I wouldn't. All I could say was, you had that one coming.
Yeah. You could do something about it.
Yeah. Now she's taken, like, in the morning, she has taken to running up and standing in front of the bowl, staring out, looking at me, before Freema can get to it. I'm like, all right, there you go. That's my eldest child. But we're back with a geek intel, and we all kind of have a little something. Who wants to kick off?
Well, I haven't gotten mine yet, but I have it ordered. It's a Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah?
No.
3D printer?
I wish. I really wish. But this is a little
cheaper. Bring back Thing Maker.
Huh?
Yes, they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah. $300.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a 3D printer?
Yes.
What's the print size?
Do we know? I don't know.
It's not huge, but, you know, it's probably like Easy Bake Oven size. You can make your own toys.
We'll see. this is a bit cheaper. This was, I think it was $20. It seems now, you know, with Raspberry Pi.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wanted that $5 one so bad.
Yeah, the $5 Raspberry
Zero,
Pi.
Pi Zero?
Yeah, Pi Zero, that's it. Yes. They were giving away on magazine covers. It's so cheap and so thin that it was on magazine covers.
I really want a one.
It's a full microcomputer with HDMI, gigabit Ethernet, USB port.
People building Plex boxes out of them.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Well, I ordered something very similar, but a little higher powered.
Uh oh.
Of course. This is called the Pine A64, and this has a quad core, 1.2 gigahertz processor. A dual-core MP2 graphics processor supports up to 2 gigabytes of DDR3 RAM.
Nice.
It can handle SD cards up to 256 gigabytes. Excuse me. It's got two USB ports and an HDMI 1.4 connector, so it supports 4K.
Really?
Now, yeah. Are the USB 2 or 3?
2.
Okay.
It's got a stereo mini jack. The one I'm getting has built-in Bluetooth Wi-Fi.
Nice.
So what I'm going to be doing is making an arcade table.
Oh, is this what you're going to build into your bourbon table?
Yes.
Oh, hell.
Yep. I'm going to, get a bourbon barrel.
We got to get a house first.
And then when he perfects it, I'll give him the money and build one for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sure.
Let's do it.
So, yeah, I'm going to get a glass top or something, get an arcade stick kit and you know, build in into the side. Load up a bunch of MAME ROMs or something on it.
And there's some great emulators out
there. Yes, there are so many. And I could fit so much on there.
That's what I love about Android.
Yes. So throw Android 5.1 on it or something. And, you know.
Oh, hell, by then it'll be.
Probably about 5.3 or. I'm supposed to be getting this thing next month.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, of course, I'm not going to be able to build it in right away, but I'll be able to play with it.
Right. You'll be a little busy.
I will be a little busy. We will be a little busy.
Not next month.
No.
You got a little bit more time.
Yeah, I got a little bit more time. A few months.
She cackles evilly. That's actually really good.
Thanks.
So I got to find a suitable display. I got to find arcade sticks that I can, I could build into the side.
X-Fire.
How customizable is that?
Pretty customizable.
Because I would want to build, I guess, a box that would stick out from the
barrel. It's pretty customizable because you can get them from folks that do their, build their own old arcade cabinets and stuff. And there's ones that have trackballs.
Yeah, because I was thinking I'd have to get the individual components and build it into a custom box. Mm-hmm. Actually, screw in the buttons and, wire all this stuff. Into a controller, and then plug it in via USB.
Yeah, do a keyboard adapter that translates it into key presses or something.
Well, they got kits out there.
Yeah,
for such a thing. So, the display is not going to be hard. The speaker, the sound system is not going to be hard. So I'm going to have to find a glass top that would fit, kind of a suitable, bourbon barrel in good condition.
Yeah, it'd have to be tempered glass top.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Which they probably, there's got to be a market for people who do these things. Sure. So there's got to be, you can just buy one that's made for that kind of thing.
I would hope so. So, yeah, that's my device that's coming very soon.
I remember you mentioned it back years ago, last year.
We gone to a Homerama or somewhere like that and saw something similar.
Yeah.
In the basement.
He spent like an hour playing
Pac-Man
in this Homerama house. And I think they thought he was part of the display, like that Adam was part of the display, because they would like come by and like kind of watch him play for a while. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, that's right. That's great. And, I think they thought he was supposed to be, exhibiting, because they even people were asking us questions about it. We're like, we don't know. We're just playing the game.
No, that's when he got chipped. Yeah, it's amazing what they were able to do after they killed those people here in the house.
After they washed the blood off the walls and the carpet?
You can't even see it with aluminum.
Well, there's one spot that they couldn't get out, and that's why this is sitting right here.
There's a piece of skull lodged in the ceiling. You look at it.
Really cheap.
Just the right angle.
Oh, gosh.
Don't look at it when the moon's full.
Even though it's a new house.
Hey, yeah.
only 12 people died while constructing.
This worker was...
Yeah, that's right. Haunted during construction.
Yeah.
Construction workers died. That's
so
good.
Many people died.
Yeah.
So many people.
So I can't wait to, kind of work on that. That'll be fun.
And then you'll have to roll it over here and show us.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not like it'll be a barrel. Don't live around the corner. Right. No.
We'll figure out a way.
Yep.
I got a Zoom.
Yeah, we could go on location.
There you go.
That might be a little easier. Studio V before.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing the mountain to Muhammad. Right. Well,
yeah. Meow.
Off the mixer, Rose. Jesus.
She wants to be a DJ.
She knows how to scratch.
Yes.
But
I can't believe you went there.
I can't believe no one beat me to it. I mean, come on.
I was about to. All right.
I'm getting old and slow. You guys.
DJ's scratching.
Come on. There you go. I got a couple things here.
You got the TARDIS or Rivers notebook.
Yeah. I've been writing using this program called Scrivener. And Scrivener.
Isn't that a middle school over in New Albany?
It's very similar, but not quite.
Scrivener. It's the bad middle school in New Albany.
No wonder everyone thinks I say Scrivener when I'm saying Scrivener, because they think of the school.
That's the school, yeah.
Yeah, because he's the one who's Scrivener.
Right.
That was like the Jeff New Albany High School rivalry of Floyd County schools. in middle schools. Hazelwood's the best.
Well,
okay, all right, going on.
So Scrivener works on Windows and on Mac. I don't have Mac, I use Windows, but I've been using it to write and really like working in it. And I was just thinking, it's really neat that you can set things to back up to like Dropbox automatically, so you can work on at different locations. I thought, well, that's really great, but it would be nice to have something portable that I could set my writing on and take with me wherever I go, you know? And I've got an old, heavy laptop.
Called a legal pen and a pencil.
No, that's too much work. Then you got to transcribe it later or type it up.
LCR?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I've seen your handwriting. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have handwriting, good handwriting, like 30 years ago, and it's gone downhill ever since. So I just thought it'd be neat to get a cheap laptop, basically, something. I thought about getting a tablet, but I wanted a full keyboard, you know, that would really feel like a good keyboard. Mm-hmm. And
so you get something like what I got with the tablet and the keyboard that attaches.
Well, I had the Transformer. Yeah. But it's
man, they missed a marketing
Android.
Opportunity with that.
Yeah, but it was Android, and
you
I needed
an office for it,
and I needed Windows. I want Scrivener. I'm working with Scrivener. I like Scrivener. It works perfectly for my workflow. I needed
you
that.
Watch Scrivener.
That's right.
Get off his lawn.
My tablet's a Windows tablet.
Okay, well, mine wasn't a Windows tablet. So, what I really wanted to buy was the Surface Pro 4.
Oh, dude, that's like $2,000.
Yeah, but it was very, very, very expensive.
They also have issues.
I'd be afraid to take
it. I worked with
exactly.
Them.
Yeah, and I wanted something I could carry with me everywhere, so I didn't want to take a $2,000 tablet with me everywhere.
Yeah, nobody wants
right.
One of those.
So,
one of those.
Actually, it's
I found this, this new Dell. They're all plastic. They're really light. It's like under 2 pounds.
Oh,
and,
wow. It's blue.
It's very blue.
It's TARDIS blue.
It's TARDIS blue.
It's about the size of my HP. I'll get a little HP like power book that's about that size.
You need a St. John's ambulance.
But your power bag weighs more than that. Mm-hmm.
It's a little thicker.
But it's got a nice full keyboard. Battery. The keyboard feels nice.
The
picture doesn't look too bad.
Cool. They have HDMI?
It has HDMI. It has a USB 2.0 and a USB 3.0. It's got Bluetooth. And SD card.
Nice.
Slot. So, it
is a nice little laptop.
And you can pass it over. And it goes for $199 retail.
You're kidding me.
No. But here's the catch, though.
Yeah, there's a catch.
It's got a 32 gig solid state drive, which isn't much room once you put Windows on there. Mm-hmm. And this model only has 2 gigs of RAM.
So it's slow.
It would be. It's not for multitasking. Let me tell you that. Mm. You don't want to have multiple windows open. You don't want to. Okay. You know. You can watch. You can watch YouTube on it. You could listen to music. You could surf a little bit. You can.
Can you do all that at once though?
But no, not really all at once. No. but that's okay.
It's plastic, but it's got a nice solid feel to it though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got the nice glossy top and the. Non-slip back and everything.
And they come in a multitude of colors.
I want this one.
Yeah, I figured.
With a St. John's ambulance badge right there in the middle.
Yeah. That would be nice. I told my wife I was going to put some stickers on it.
You have to get some decal from Decal Mike.
He doesn't have that website anymore.
Oh.
What?
Dang. I mean, he'll still make good decals, I'm sure. Oh. That's one of the ones I'm like, dude, do you want this one? No. Okay.
Okay. So, I don't know. I just thought it'd be something nice to be able to take my work with me everywhere. And it's neat because I can seamlessly go back and forth between my work PC or whatnot because everything is backed up to Dropbox. Mm-hmm. So,
so
pretty cool.
Are you hotspotting off your phone?
No, I haven't yet. I mean, I could, but I've only had this...
Synced up.
Yeah, I've only had this like a week now, so I haven't really done a whole lot with it other than just get all my software on it. But mainly, sure I would... have preferred to have something with a nice touch screen and lots of RAM and this and that and the other, but I don't want to be tempted to make this my everything laptop. I want it to be just for writing on.
Yeah.
And so with the limited hard drive space, yeah. So I don't know. I'm pretty happy. But the neat thing is, for President's Day, they had it on sale for $149. And I had a $100 gift certificate.
So you got it for $49?
So, plus tax. So it's $56 for this laptop. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty cool.
That beats my tablet price that I got, actually.
Hello, it's me, it's your Uncle Luke, and I think maybe you and I should meet to go over everything. They say that you've been looking for me, but I've been in hiding. Kylo, can you hear me? I'm on Octo dreaming about who you used to be when you were younger and free. Before you marched with Space Hitler across the galaxy, there's such a difference between us and our trilogies. Kylo fell to the dark side. I must have tried a thousand times to tell him Darth Vader and like his daddy Solo, but it don't matter, he's just gonna go BMO. Kylo come from the dark side. At least I can say that I tried to train you in the ways of using the Force, but it don't matter, you clearly mastered that course on your own. Hello, how are you? You'd think you're related to me the way you whine all the time. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it off of that planet that was split right in half? It's no secret that the both of us have father issues. So Kylo, please leave the dark side. You know Supreme Leader Snoke lied when he corrupted his teachings to you. But we've got cookies and milk that is blue. White Han Solo died, and then you made Chewbacca cry to kill your own father. I really get it, I do, but I must say that Leia is disappointed in you, Ben Solo.
And then, speaking of 50,
what the hell else you got now?
Speaking of $50, I got this for Valentine's Day. Carly got me one of the new Kindle 7th generation little $50.
I wondered how
the new $50 Kindle Fire.
Wow!
I've been tempted to, and not because it's been an easy expense to say no to, but for $50, and then like at Christmas they were like $35 or something.
Yeah, she actually I think bought it when it was on sale for $35,
and they
just
sold
held
them
on to
in
it.
Six packs at Christmas.
Yeah,
literally six packs.
What would you do with six of them?
Give them away for Christmas?
Yeah, because they're so inexpensive.
Yeah.
Technology is amazing, how cheap it's gotten.
Now, this only has 8 gigs, but it has an SD card slot.
Mm-hmm. Amazon put an SD card slot on it?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
I am, too.
Because with all the cloud services and stuff that they do. Mm-hmm. For
you got to scroll up.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of their their UI.
But yeah, this has a new a new UI on this one.
Yeah, I'm okay with this one.
Yeah, it's a brand new UI. Actually, Carly's just updated this week to have the same UI that I've got.
Operating system?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The interface.
Mm-hmm. What's your interface?
It's Android based.
Well, I mean, you can always put a dock on it, but still.
So I haven't really been able to put that through its paces yet either because it's been a busy week, and I have the Carly's like, oh, you took the kind of the oomph away from my tablet because you bought
a laptop.
Laptop, and I'm like, well, they're
too
different.
So you can play Netflix on it, I see, and
Facebook, you can play Netflix and Apple.
I bet you can do Amazon streaming video on it.
Yes, you can.
I bet it's probably fucking optimized. Can you do that video help shit that they've got on it?
I don't know. But
there's like a video help thing. You can like video conference for help.
Oh
no, I think that's on the I think that's only in the HD version.
Okay. Like any help, like hey, no, I don't know Amazon how to fix help. My dishwasher.
No, like I'm having problems with this app or this thing here.
Oh.
And you can actually video like Skype somebody essentially.
Yeah. But I mean, can they see your
screen? It's got a camera on it.
But they can see your screen, though. Like, if you're having an issue.
Can they remote?
They can,
I don't know. Probably. I don't know. But I do know this actually has a front and rear-facing camera.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the front-facing, and then there's a rear-facing.
Wow.
So for $50, it's,
you can take selfies.
Yeah, you can take selfies. You can shoot video. And it's to the Amazon cloud, so you can store all your photos and stuff. So even though it's only got 8 gigs.
Amount of storage with it, too?
Yeah, they give you some sort of... I haven't messed with it. But
wow.
But they have a special Amazon, or made for Amazon SD card as well, and it's like 32 gigs for like $13 or something like that. So I just ordered that. I think it's arriving tomorrow, so I'll be putting that in there, and I'll have tons of room.
I
don't know if I can read on it, though.
Like, I need another fucking tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, kitty.
This does have that...
it makes it look like paper?
Well, no, it's not the paper. It's where it makes the screen look kind of like green or amber or something, so that if you're laying in bed reading at night, it's not like the blue light that keeps you awake.
Oh,
it's got the ambient lighting type, reactive night mode.
Yeah, so
super pursuit mode.
Because they say that, you know, that bright white screen or that the blue wavelength, you know, keeps you awake.
Keeps you awake, yeah.
And so they've got it
interrupts your sleep.
I like this app.
Yeah.
I can't think of what it's called right now, but I have it too.
Yeah, the like sound, the melody, sounds. Something like that.
Yeah,
don't you can have an iPhone?
Yeah. It still has the same stuff.
Leave.
But yeah, it's like cool.
So it's kind of neat. I mean, I already had a Paperwhite that I've been doing a lot of reading on.
I have been really tempted with those Paperwhite, but they haven't dropped in price. Still $100.
I know. It's still $100, and you can get this for $50.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but I decided this would be good for me to, like, I put the Comixology app on here. Amazon bought Comixology.
Really?
Yeah. So now, any comics you bought through Amazon, you can watch them there. Yeah. So,
or you can...
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can do that.
So, definitely for things that are full color, like comic books and stuff. Because I was like, I'm not going to read comics on my Paperwhite; they'll be all grayscale.
Mm-hmm.
But I could watch them on here.
Walking Dead.
Yeah,
that's be perfect for Walking Dead.
It would be.
Because they're all grayscale.
They're all black and white.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I think don't they have some sepia?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, they have some sort of washes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he died.
Yeah.
Okay. Curse you and your
sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Yeah. So yeah, I got a lot of little inexpensive gadgets. I mean
that really that really is. I mean, that's not even a whole gadget put together.
Tiny.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So Yeah, pretty nice. Pretty nice. It's amazing that
it's almost the size of your phone.
Yeah, I know. The Carly saw that. She's like, well, it's not much bigger than your phone, is it? Yeah, yeah, my phone
especially
is a
with
tablet.
That big case. Dude, your phone could survive a nuclear blast, I think.
Yeah, I try to take care of them. Oh, yeah. But I did order a case for my Fire. Just one that'll fold over and protect the screen when I'm traveling, because I will take it with me traveling a lot. And also that'll prop it up so I can watch shows on it or whatever.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, if it falls out of a helicopter, you wouldn't cry too badly about.
Yeah. When I powered this up for the first time, it gave me the option to buy their insurance, which was like $18 or something. And that's what Carly was like. She's like, it was only like $35, yeah, $37. And she's like, you don't want to do that. But their insurance actually says they will replace up to three of them.
Oh, wow.
For that $17 or $18.
That's as good as Fitbit.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, you'll get it within 2 days.
Yeah. Amazon 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
That's why my last phone fell out of a helicopter.
It did.
Like, true story.
We were on the ground.
Yeah.
It fell out of a helicopter.
Fell out of a helicopter. Yeah, that's true.
I must have forgot that story.
That's funny. Are you enjoying
that? Yeah, we had just landed and we were getting out or something like that, and I had my phone in my jacket, and I was getting out of the front, and it must have fallen like out of my pocket or something like that. But we had just landed on the skiff, and it fell out. And I'm like, oh, I just got that phone, and luckily, you know, it nothing, no scratches, no nothing.
Not like you don't know somebody could probably hook you up with another phone.
Yeah, but I had just gotten it too, mm-hmm. so I don't think I wonder if I even had a case on it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. But hey, it survived. And luckily, it didn't fall on the concrete. It fell on the wooden plank or whatever. So.
Now, one thing, I couldn't find it forever. I was really hoping that the new Kindle Fire had Bluetooth. But I didn't know if it did. I know some of the earlier models didn't. But if you go under, like, Wi-Fi and stuff, then it is kind of hidden in the menus does. There. It does have Bluetooth.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really looking forward to using this to listen to audiobooks.
Awesome.
I figured that'll be neat.
Well, connect to your car at all?
I already use my phone to connect to the car for audiobooks.
So how many times
thought,
have you listened to Darkness Unbound? Read by Brink Stevens.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how many times I've heard it already.
Audibletrial.com/podculture.
Yeah, that's the first thing I did when I got this was I downloaded my own audiobook onto my tablet. I was like, it's just cool to see it there.
Yeah, to see your own book right there.
Oh, icon, it's art and everything.
Yeah, I was like, what do they have here? What's interesting? Oh, look, there it is right there.
There's my book.
And that's where
I haven't listened to it yet. I've been engrossed in The Expanse.
I was wondering, I was going to ask if you were...
I'm on book three, in the middle of book three.
How many books are there?
That's awesome! Five right now. And their sixth one is coming out sometime soon.
So they're they're outpacing George R. R. Martin.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's two of them.
Yeah.
Glaciers can outpace George R. R. Martin.
Is that the showrunner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Author. Yeah.
Writer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, he's the author and show or writer of the show. I mean, he consults on the show.
Joss Whedon, George R. R. Martin, walk into a bar. Everybody dies.
Everybody dies.
Oh, I may have mentioned it on the show before, but I've been playing with it a little more here late. Right around, I guess E3 or electronics thing, they had Razer had a deal where they sent out 50% off coupons. You could get any one product 50% off at the store. So I managed to snag one. And this was kind of my last splurge for the time being. I bought the Razer Forge and Razer Serval combo. It's their Razer Forge TV, which is like the Razer or the Amazon Fire. You know, it's a Android powered TV box. But the neat thing is, they bought the assets of Ouya, so their game store, in addition to having all the Google Play stuff on it, they have a game store that's very clearly influenced by Ouya, and some of the games even carry it over. because I've been wanting to get a nice Bluetooth controller, which are a good one's about $80.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got this for $75, and it's the box and the controller. The only drawback, you know, it's a nice Xbox style controller. You know, they're not much to say about them. They're all pretty mm-hmm. much the same.
Yeah.
But I like. I've always liked the Razer controller feel. It's finally a wireless Razer controller.
Yes.
And it's got a neat clip where you can put your smartphone into it, and you can pair your smartphone via Bluetooth to the controller, and you can sit there play your little games on your phone.
Hmm.
There's one problem. My Motorola Nexus 6 doesn't fit.
Oh.
Even without a case, it is still like half an inch too short.
It's only so big of a clip, huh? Wow.
I can't even put a case on my Galaxy S3.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can...
I think they would have accounted for that.
Yeah.
I bet iPhone will fit.
Probably, because they're skinny little bastards. I rag on iPhones a lot, but they're actually really gorgeous hardware.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're really nice. But I've been playing with it, and it's pretty cool. But they blatantly rip off the Xbox design.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to the point of the battery compartment being...
Really?
exactly the same.
Hmm. Yeah.
Just to the way that it puts in. But it's a nice thing. It pairs up pretty nicely. Interesting thing is... They don't have a media remote.
Hmm. Does your phone act as a media remote?
Yeah, you can do that. You can use they have a Razer app. That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But the Android TV app works pretty good with it. Or they found that the Android Fire Stick, not the Fire Box, but the Fire mm-hmm. Stick controller pairs just two clicks, boom, paired.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's
luckily,
cool. I've got one of those. That's
yeah.
cool.
And luckily, you know, Razer always sends out those goofy stickers. So, you know, I have like three of these damn nice. Things laying around. So I can know which one's the Razer.
Yeah, Razer remote.
You have a Razer remote. But it makes for a great little media box. And gaming wise, not bad. I haven't done a lot of gaming, but it's definitely the best streaming box, you know, if you don't have an Xbox or something like that. And even I found with the Xbox. Sometimes the Xbox app for Plex hangs a little bit.
Hmm.
Whereas the Razer just keeps right on trucking. I like it a lot. Normally the Razer Forge console itself is $100. The controller is $80. If you buy them together, you get it for $150. And supposedly you can only get one item, but I clicked on that bundle and discounted to $75. I'm like, okay,
let's see if I
actually do that.
Nice.
So that's been my last. That's my last hurrah for anytime soon.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's actually really nice. It's better than. It's been better than some of the shit I've got over the years. So, any other final thoughts, guys? Crystal, can you geek and tell him?
No.
You got a new laptop today.
I got a new laptop, a new 3-year-old laptop.
Yeah.
For $150.
You got a new one for $150.
I know.
Well, this one is an actual.
This one's actually good.
It has some memory to it, and storage space.
Yeah.
I believe that's what they used to call a netbook.
250.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gig hard drive or 300 gig hard drive, something like that, maybe.
I don't know.
I bet that little bastard would scream with Linux on it, though.
It does have a.
I've heard it does.
It does have. I got the laptop. It does have a the cord that you connect to it, a cable lock.
Cable lock on
that's
it.
Connected to the back of it. I have to pry off of there. Did I tell you I lost my job?
We'll have to get it off there somehow.
I did tell you I lost my job, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Little goo gun.
That wasn't the reason why.
Little goo gun.
No, I bought it. I bought it right outright. But some of the people that used them in our office, they lost the keys. So when they got to switch them out, they have to cut them off. So still got the lock in the back, but yeah, there's got to be a way to get it off of there.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a new little toy.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on eBay, find somebody has a broken one, You just take the casing off.
What?
The case, what? The block is attached to.
Oh, that seems like a lot more trouble.
Yeah. I'll try to find a way to pry it off or break it off or something, cut it or
we'll
whatever.
Figure it out.
Glue gun.
Yeah. Glue gun?
Goo
gun.
What's goo gun?
It shit'll get anything out.
Like gooby gone? Like
it's mainly for goop and stickers and
yeah,
stuff like that.
This is like a hard, this is like a metal piece.
Yeah, but it's probably stuck on with.
No, it's locked in. It's like actually, it's like a key almost that goes in and turns and then it's in. And
you
it never
got one
comes
fugly
out.
Looking attachment to your laptop, Dan.
Yep. It's got a penis.
I didn't go there.
I did.
It doesn't take her much to get there.
Whoa, that's what she said.
All right, that's enough with the laptop penises.
All right, yep, hit the button.
Yeah.
Hit the button. So any other geeky
time,
stuff?
No, time to power down this segment.
All right. Well, Rose got up here for something. Rose, final thoughts on the geek intel?
Meow. Meow, meow.
All right, fine then.
Meow, meow.
There's a leprechaun in my head. I wish that I were dead, for I don't think you'll ever let me be. Ah, he tempts me with his gold, and if I were air so bold, I'd strangle him and leave him in the street. And then he says to me, ah, you're an Irish laddie, we paw that ting a har. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head on my friendly chin. La-ta-tee-da dilly dee da, la-ta-tee-da tee da, la-ta-tee-da dilly dilly die. Oh, la-ta-tee-da dilly dee da, la-ta-tee-da tee da, la-ta-tee-da dilly dilly die. There's a leprechaun in my room, he swats me with the broom, that's the reason I forget the words of a song. Oh, he shows a four-leaf clover, oh, poor my song is over, he's buried it in a bowl of Lucky Charms. And then he says to me, ah, you're an Irish laddie, we call that ting a harm. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head on my friend's the champ. La-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. There's a leprechaun on the floor, he says that I'm a bore. His eyes begin to glaze and he starts to yawn. Oh, he lays on down to sleep, but I can see when I are peeping. He's watching me with envy deep inside. And then he says to me, ah, you're an Irish laddie, and you call that ting a harm. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head on my friend the champ. La-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. There's a leprechaun on the hill, and I know his gold is there, so I grab him by the neck, but he gets away. Well, the pot's too heavy, giggles, so I pinch me just a little, and he thinks I'm full as I run away. And then he says to me, ah, you're an Irish laddie, and you call that ting a harm. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he hides his head on my friend's the chant. La-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-dilly-dilly-die. And then he says to me, ah, you're an Irish laddie, me call that ting a harm. But each time I share the lore that I am learning, he lifts his head and he sings along. La-ta-tee-da-diddly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-diddly-dee-da. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-diddly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-diddly-dee-da. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-diddly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-diddly-dee-da. Oh, la-ta-tee-da-diddly-dee-da, la-ta-tee-da-tee-da, la-ta-tee-da-diddly-dee-da.
Alrighty, boys and girl. Time to wrap up the show.
Yep.
Final thoughts, Miss Crystal. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. The peeps were great. I liked biting off their heads. That was fun.
Off with their heads.
Off with their heads. To hell with them all. Let them eat cake. I don't know.
You need to be on air more often. You're great.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're actually officially anointed as Christina's replacement.
Oh, like nobody can replace Christina, though. Nobody.
You got to replace it. You got to get somebody else on the show.
You're going to have to practice your milk curdling.
Scream. Or not scream.
Laugh.
Laugh.
Yeah. She's also going to have to amputate at the knees.
Oh, to be the same height? I was like, what? Come on now. So milk curdling scream?
Oh, yeah.
No, not laugh. Scream, laugh.
Early on, you know, back when pod culture was a wee little podcast and only digits maybe.
Well,
maybe
it was
early.
Like before 200.
Yeah. We got a letter, an email from a listener who I hope is still listening because I think it was meant in jest. I hope it was meant in jest. If not, fuck you. That, you know, like the show, it's like being on the couch and talking to your friends and everything, but Christina's laugh made his milk curdle. And so she quickly apologized for the fragility of his dairy products.
That's the only response that would be fitting in that instance. Yeah. That's awesome.
So it's become a running gag on
the show. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is a very unique waveform that you can tell when she laughs. When you see the blue marks.
Oh, really?
It's very distinctive, actually.
Oh.
Like, Glenn's, you can really tell who's singing what.
That's awesome.
Since somebody knows how to edit a show now.
After you've looked at it for, 500 episodes. And
10 years.
Almost 500.
This is the longest job I have ever held.
Wow.
Do you put this on your resume? You should.
Actually, I do.
You should.
Yeah.
Audio editing.
Hells yeah.
You know, if we're actually at 10 years, then it would be my longest as well, because I was only about nine and a half.
It was 10 years at Christmas.
Yeah. I was only about 9 and a half at Channel 32. So.
Wow.
I can't say that.
He's got Humana.
I've got Humana. I'm 10 years.
October.
And 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you came in late, too.
Yeah.
Not that much late, though.
That's true.
Yeah, and Crystal.
You're part of the show from the start, too, though.
Crystal just can't hold down a damn job, apparently. I got the worst luck ever. Dang.
He's got a better degree than all of us.
Yeah, well, it ain't done shit for me, has it?
I don't know.
I get some opportunities, but.
All right. Final thoughts, Glenn?
Let's see here.
Right. Buy a cheap tablet.
Yeah. Buy a cheap laptop. Just today, I put up free samples of my first two books.
I saw that.
And my audiobook on, if you go to darknessunbound.com, then there's some sample chapters and, a few minutes of the free audio, so you can check that out.
Awesome.
And, do something creative. I've thrown myself back into artwork. I hadn't really done any artwork in a long time.
Except for my
covers.
The one day con stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been doing, some quick sketches and things that I sell at conventions and stuff, but,
It's kind of tangentially into that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the Facebook post that you made not too long ago about your, high school comic strip.
Yes.
About them, I guess they're making that gun again.
Yeah, the Automag.
The Automag.
They are bringing back the Automag.
I don't think you told the story. I know the story. I remember hearing it.
Yeah.
Guns in school, the kids.
Yeah, it was a different era when I was more comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to do a... I took a journalism class in high school. I was asked to do a comic strip my senior year, which was really a great thing for me. And it really opened me up a lot from being the little kid that just sat around reading comics by himself, to all of a sudden people saw my stuff, and knew that, hey, you're the guy that does a comic strip, and stuff. So,
yeah.
But I, of course, thought, well, if I'm going to do a comic strip, they're going to want me to do something that's going to appeal to kids in mm-hmm. Maybe new to the school or whatever. So I did this this strip called Joe and Josie, and they were siblings, and mm-hmm. they were new to the school and whatever. And of course, that was not anywhere where I was at as far as entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
It was just 2000 AD, not Archie Comics.
Yeah, exactly. Good analysis. So I quickly introduced a muscle-bound, gun-toting character who was the hall monitor at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hall monitors were a little rough there. You know, they were, you know, really bad on you. You know, it was Jeff High, and, you know, you can't be out in the halls when you're not supposed to.
Oh, my gosh.
So I came up with this character named Max Carnage. And
oh, it gets better.
And he carried a .475 auto mag.
In the school.
In the school. Oh, he would enforce the hall rules. Oh, you know, of course. Makes sense, right? And so I had him catch them out in the hall. And actually, I did a thing where they had a poll where you could vote on whether they were going to survive the encounter.
Oh, my gosh. This is around Jason Todd.
Oh, my gosh.
It probably was. It probably was, actually. But thankfully, they did not survive.
They did not?
And the strip, instead of being Joe and Josie, became Max Carnage. And I got to do the adventures of Max Carnage in every episode. Okay. So that was a lot more fun.
Did he kill people in every...
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you didn't see it. It was all off screen.
Yeah.
You know, all the violence is off camera, you know. It was just implied.
Yeah.
But he did carry this big-ass gun, which... is an awesome gun and has apparently been out of production for years, but someone has...
Since 82 or something like that? 80s, I know.
Yeah, it was in mid-80s probably. Yeah, maybe 82.
I remember reading, because I saw your link, I'm like, that's a Glenstar. Oh, he reposted that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the gun's going back into production again. It was a legendary gun.
Oh.
And actually at Keesler's gun store, they had one when I was in college. I saw one on display there, and it had this really nice wooden box, and it was just like amazing to see this gun. Clint Eastwood used it in, I think, two of the Dirty Harry movies.
You gonna get you one?
Oh, wow.
And but at the time, it was well over $1,000, which might have been, you know, might as well have been $100,000
right
back then, you know. So it was like, oh, I'm not gonna get that. And if I recall correctly, I think that's the gun that. The bullets were actually rifle shells.
You could either shoot 45s or 410. You could shoot buckshot. You could actually shoot buckshot with it.
Well, I mean, is they actually had to custom make the ammo for that pistol. They would take rifle shells and...
Shotgun shells?
No,
rifle.
Like big bullets. That would be kind of like the bullet that would be in a pistol, but it was a big rifle size.
Yeah,
and they would actually crimp down the end.
Oh,
and custom make these shells for the gun. So it was at the time the world's most powerful handgun. It was very iconic because it was in some movies and things.
And
it was fun to draw, so I gave my character that. Of course, my character was big bad Max Carnage. He's got to have the big, most powerful gun available, you know. So,
God forbid he uses muscles.
Yeah, what's the point of having him, right? He's got to hold that heavy gun.
Oh my goodness!
Wikipedia.
Okay.
In 1970, Auto Mag Corporation President Harry Sanford opened a factory in Pasadena, California. The first gun was shipped on August 8th, 1971. And the factory declared bankruptcy on May 3rd, 1972.
Oh.
After making fewer than 3,000 guns.
Oh, my God.
Dang. Yeah.
The company opened and closed several times between 73 and 82 under different names. And an additional 6,000 guns were produced and sold during this period for a total of about 9,000. In August 2015, Walter Sanford sold all the assets of the company, including the name, trademark, and all rights to Automag Limited Corporation. The new automag.com. A South Carolina-based corporation that plans to put the gun back into production in 2016.
And it will probably still be out of my price range, but it's neat that it's coming back.
And apparently you can shoot, you can shoot regular ammo and rifle ammo. Because that's a big freaking gun.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, that's like the Joker in Batman. That one out.
Oh, gosh.
Final thoughts, Adam?
Go see Deadpool.
I agree.
I do want to go see that.
Yeah, I need to see that.
It's hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
I even liked it.
You liked it?
I did.
Yeah.
In spite of myself, I really liked it.
Yeah. She, you know, it was Ryan Reynolds, too, so that was the hook that got her in.
I don't think it was so much Ryan Reynolds. I like the humor. Like, that's what the humor is.
I think like Ryan Reynolds. We got another movie in there we could watch.
No.
Green Lantern? No.
What?
That's the 500 guilty pleasure.
Green Lantern?
Because it's bad.
It's, I don't know if it's that bad.
Yeah, it's crazy. That costume
There's
alone is pretty fucking bad.
Christmas.
No, I ain't gonna make y'all watch it.
Okay. Whew, close watch. Call.
Search for the who knows what. We did that one.
Oh. We did that one.
Oh yeah.
Avian Nation.
I don't know. Watch up the new watch The Expanse, read the audiobook or read the books, listen to the audiobooks, whatever.
Yeah, good
some
stuff.
Good stuff. Good, like, good universe, very fleshed out, very detailed, very very good detailed characters with, you know, cool backstories and stuff. It's very accessible. Just very, very cool. It's a very cool idea. And it's kind of awesome that the idea started out as the concept for an MMORPG.
Really?
Yeah, these two guys, actually there's a couple of guys that were developing it, and they said that, you know, they kept getting, I think, they kept getting feedback or something that they, that this is too good of a story to be in a video game, that they need to write books, they needed to make this a story, and elaborate on it. I still think it'd make a cool RPG, you know, a cool computer game. That'd mm-hmm. be awesome. Like, I would love to have my own, you know, my own Rosie ship, you know.
Your own Martian.
I got my own Rosie. She just ran out of the room.
Rosinante.
Okay.
The ship.
Okay.
It's a great show. It's a great, great show. And it would be. And maybe with the show out now, maybe it will end up being a video game.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That would be funny, huh? Come full circle. But yeah, I highly recommend the show. And
I have not watched it yet. I've heard nothing but good.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard even BSG comparisons.
Because it's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not crazy. You know, this is like, it's like we were saying earlier. I think we discussed it before. It's hard science fiction. You know, it's. There's no gravity generators or shield generators.
Is there sound in space? Are there booms?
They keep it to a minimum. They don't overdo that kind of stuff.
Because, you know, the BSG just goes silent.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. no. They've got sounds. They had sound in
Not
space.
Not much.
Yeah, they totally did. They did. I remember.
Not 2001.
The name,
we can't do that, Glenn.
The sound of the Cylon ships flying by. Come on. They totally had sound in space.
Those were not Cylon ships. Those were abomination of fucking nature.
Oh, whatever.
Cylon ships are little
things.
Yeah. Got three guys in mm-hmm, them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Evil descendants of the night mm-hmm, industry for
yeah,
a while.
Yep.
Best Easter egg in TV credits ever. Mm-hmm. For the A-Team.
Yes. They keep the sounds, I think, to a minimum. That's mm-hmm. as far as, from what I recall, they do. So
it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's better. I know it's not as real, but keeping it, you know, like, cutting and making it, like, a very low level is better, because you kind of get the best of both worlds that way.
And they take into account the time delay, you know, sending messages to other places.
Really?
They take into nice. Account... You know, orbital trajectories, the G-forces, the G-force effect on...
Oh, sorry, wrong G-force.
No, not that G-force. the G-force effect on the occupants inside the ships. So, you know, like, you can't do, like, all these crazy maneuvers or, you know, or just take off, you know, without killing your people, you know, inside. Because there's no inertial dampeners or anything like Star Trek has.
Oh, like shooting them out the tubes in Battlestar?
No.
Shooting them out the tubes.
You said G-Force movie. The movie, not that live action, the animated movie is available on Blu-ray now. Do you remember there was a theatrical release?
Really?
Yes. Now, it's basically the...
I've got the live action. I haven't had the nerve to watch it yet.
Yeah. But this is the animated one. This is what was released in the theater after season one had concluded to get people hyped up for season two, for Gatchaman 2 to come out.
Which ties into Battlestar because they did the same kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just kind of neat. I may have to get that one. That's kind of cool.
You know about the imported the Australian version of the cartoon.
Right. I mean, it's mainly highlights from season one, a lot of the first episode, and then some major story points. But there are some scenes that were created specifically for the movie that are only in the movie. Yeah.
And hopefully it's better animation than the Center Neptune stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I actually had a bootleg tape of this movie at one
point.
They're
tuning out on this
but,
one.
But, yeah, that's okay. All right, well, back to The Expanse. Sorry. Yeah,
you're fine.
Back to The Expanse.
Best anime ever.
Best science fiction. No, not best science fiction ever. I can't say that. But good.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Battle of the Planets.
I haven't been excited about a sci-fi show in a long time.
Yeah.
Really.
Now,
I mean, I enjoy
fiction or sci-fi?
Well, actually, both.
Both.
Sci-fi, the channel, has really upped their game with things The Expanse and a lot of other good shows.
Yeah. No.
That's when they heard their audience.
That's one I didn't mention during TV DVD. I need to add it to my app. The Magicians. Anybody checking out The Magicians?
That's a sci-fi show?
Yeah.
No shit?
Yeah.
I've been down. I have not watched it yet. I've been downloading it, obviously.
I've seen tons of ads for it. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not bad. It's not bad. I mean, it's not The Expanse, but it's really good. If you want a Harry Potter fix, but with a little more adult edge, yeah. Or, then it's pretty cool.
I mean, they do make the second best zombie show on TV.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about Fear of the Walking Dead, because that's the kind of sucked. Yeah.
But one thing I really like about The Magicians is not only is it, you know, what you would expect, the Harry Potter ripoff, but they've got a nod to Narnia in there, which is really cool.
Really?
Yeah. They don't call it Narnia, they call it Fillory. But Fillory is a series of kids' books about kids going into another enchanted land or whatever, just like Narnia. And it really ties into the storyline of The Magicians. I thought it was a really nice touch.
I think they're going to reboot the Narnia series.
Really?
They're going to go with another movie, pick up another book.
Right, they're going to pick up in the next book, but with a new cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to keep with the Narnia, like doing the Narnia movies where they kind of left off, but they're doing a new cast of kids.
Because they didn't do them in
kids aged.
Yeah, yeah.
That is probably my all-time favorite series of books. Hmm. Over and above, don't get me wrong, I like Lord of the Rings and all that. But when it comes to books you reread or go back to or ones that touch you as a child or and then you get on a whole different level as an adult or they make into a movie and you're like, oh my God, I have to see this. Who the hell could they get the voice as? Of course it's going to be Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
I mean, else were they going to get George Burns? But no, the Narnia Chronicles are great, and it actually took me a couple of read-throughs to actually get what the story was really about over and above the fantasy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing
nothing?
He's eating the last peep.
I'm not having a peep.
No, no. We don't want to hear a peep out of
not in my mouth.
He's foaming at the mouth, green.
So
he's a walker.
Don't have
since,
a peep
since
in
you
my
don't
mouth.
Have a peep in your mouth, why don't you tell us more about what you like about The Expanse?
Oh boy. The Expanse is really awesome.
It's expansive.
You want to wash that
down? No. Sorry.
Andy would do it.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Fireball peeps. Awesome.
So, Crystal.
Yes.
Final closing words.
Watermelon peeps are amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Party cake peeps are pretty good as well.
Christina would have won of them with a scoop of ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she likes her peeps with ice cream?
No,
she likes everything with a peep
with ice cream. Yep. Ooh, speaking of ice cream.
Oh, that's a drink.
Peeps a la mode.
Peeps a la mode. Oh, also, the...
We have an episode title, ladies and gentlemen.
Write that down.
But there was no mode.
That's never stopped us. The last one was $53.97 plus tip.
Yeah.
Which means what?
You have to listen and see.
Oh, yeah. Dang. I'm the anticipation's killing me.
Anticipation. I can't do Rocky very well.
No. It's killing me. Ice cream. Trader Joe's. What's it called? Cookie butter. The cookie butter ice cream at Trader Joe's is fucking amazing. Had my first bites of it last night. And I've had other cookie butter ice creams, but the Trader Joe one is... Oh, my God.
I am so sad. And New Albany Landmark will not be opening for the summer season.
Which one's that?
Mom and Pops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
Mom and Pops.
Yeah, it's a little hole-in-the-wall ice cream stand, you know, only open during summer kind of thing. But they had, you know, corn dogs and shit, too. Mm-hmm. But they did all these crazy sundaes and stuff. I mean, they had a board as long, spanning the length of the building, of different sundaes that they would do. And it's different combinations of the same 20 ingredients or, or something. Sure. But yeah. But oh my God.
Why are they not opening?
It's just a family business. It's there, you know, not going to open again.
Like, period? Like, they're done? Yeah,
they're done.
Oh.
Kind of like Emery's, which was the fucking best ice cream on this planet.
They make it themselves, I guess.
Yes. I think there's one. I think they somebody bought the assets and moved it to Cordon.
Oh, okay.
But it used to be on Barrel Avenue, and it was a place that was probably on the inside not much bigger than the studio. Mm-hmm. I kid you not. Really. I mean, it was, I don't know if you ever been in, have you ever been in Emory's?
Don't think so.
I thought I might have drugged you there once or twice in high
maybe
school.
Maybe once.
College. But I mean, it was, it sat out in front of a house. Mm-hmm. And it's tiny. It was like woodshed size, so probably about the size of this room. But they would, they were the first place that I have ever heard of that made grape sherbet.
Ooh.
And they made it with Welch's. And it was amazing. Pie Kitchen does a pretty damn good second, though, when they have it. And so that's my final thought. Pie Kitchen. If you have one, go.
Homemade ice cream and Pie Kitchen.
Yes. Yeah.
Because there are like three on this road here.
There are, actually, yeah.
Unfortunately, there's one
two
close
in the Highlands.
I'll say, yeah, there's one really close to where you work.
There's two in the Highlands.
Oh, yeah.
There's one within like half a block of walking distance from the second best comic shop in Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
We interrupted your final
thought. No, I guess that's about it. Go see Deadpool. It was actually really funny. Very violent. Don't take your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Do not take your kids. Don't take your kids.
So much language.
So much language.
Holy shit.
But it was funny.
I love all the stuff he's posted.
Oh, I know.
Although, I would really love to see him host Saturday Night Live, though. That would be funny.
Not as Deadpool. No. Just as Ryan Reynolds. That'd be fine. But no.
They would have to have a Deadpool sketch. They would have to have a Deadpool sketch.
I don't know if they could because of all the...
they would just bleep him.
The copyright. I mean, they could make him like a, you
they
know...
They did the death
a parody
of Superman
again.
With everybody in... This is a little bit of trivia. Glenn, you might remember
this
one.
Oh, they did the Avengers, too.
Do you remember the death of Superman skit on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, I do.
I'm Black Lightning, man.
I'm Black Lightning.
When Scott lands on the top of a car in Ant-Man...
Yeah.
The guy that looks up.
Right.
Is the first,
he was Ant-Man.
He was the first one.
The death of Superman.
That portrayed Ant-Man.
Yes.
Yes.
Garrett Morris. Garrett Morris.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a live action setting, he was the first guy that ever portrayed Ant-Man.
And surprisingly, actually, he was at the time, and look in the comic, Pretty accurate-looking comic.
It's amazing.
Yeah, those were the days. I mean, I freaked out when I'd see those, you know, superhero parodies on Saturday Night Live and stuff. What? Just to see people
in Black Lightning, man.
In real life wearing those costumes. It was crazy because it was so rare back in the 70s.
Though.
Yeah, that could have been bad.
The Hulk is like, he destroys the bathroom and he comes out and it was like, blah,
classic.
Hulk is like, yeah.
Sorry. All right. And on that potty note humor, we are out of here.
Bye.
Be seeing you.
Have a good one.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.